WTAW News. Time is 7:04, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. A Brian man tells a Brazos County District Court jury he committed back-to-back armed robberies in April of last year. 28-year-old Lance Lopez did not make a deal with prosecutors about the holdups, which took place in Brian 20 minutes apart. His punishment will be up to the jury, which started hearing evidence yesterday. Lopez first held up the ready-to-go convenience store on South College, then he pointed a gun at a clerk at Finfeather Grocery. College Station police were involved in a foot chase yesterday morning with a pair of 13-year-old boys accused of taking a bicycle from a home north of Consolidated High School. A neighbor witnessed the teens going into an open garage of a home on Medina Street near Southwest Parkway. A Bryan man arrested about a month ago for his fifth DWI is back in jail. According to the latest arrest report from Bryan police, 54-year-old Clinton Hurley admitted to pawning $385 of tools he took from a former employer, along with pawning some of his own tools. Another Bryan man is in jail, suspected of his fourth DWI. According to Bryan police, this was the result of a traffic stop at Villa Maria and South College, where the officer noticed a brake light wasn't working. Online court records show previous drunk driving convictions for 57-year-old Kelvin Hill in 1986, 1996, and 2006. The Texas Department of Public Safety has doubled the reward in their search for a Bryan man who is on the state's 10 most wanted fugitive list. DPS has made 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. this month's featured fugitive. A photo and additional information about getting the $10,000 reward is on our website at WTAW.com. As far as local law enforcement knows, those involved in the military training exercises known as Jade Helm have left the Brazos County. Organizers of the undercover operations have not responded to our request for an update. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were told in advance of what to expect.
I talked to all our patrol divisions, and none of the shifts reported any activity or reports that somebody was worried about something related to Jade Helm. So it came off without a hitch, as far as I know.
Much of the exercise was done at Texas A&M's Disaster City and the Riverside campus. University police report having no calls from the public or the military. A number of new driving laws in Texas are now in effect. One that involves teens requires them to watch several videos about the dangers of distracted driving.
As you know, it's become a major contributing factor to a lot of the accidents that we work.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says after completing the Impact Texas Teen Driver Program, applicants have 90 days to take their driving skills test, which is the last step before receiving their driver's license. A package ordered by a Texas A&M professor containing radioactive material for research purposes, which was not delivered as scheduled, has been found. The university's interim vice president for marketing and communications, Shane Hinckley, says the package was found yesterday in one of their secure hazardous material storage facilities. The package was unopened and undamaged. Hinckley says the package was delivered to the wrong location, then it went to where it was eventually discovered. WTAW News Time is 7:07 at 68 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Woo-hoo!
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 9/8/15. Toyota, let's go places.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
About 10 after News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll see more clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Showers and storms wrap up this evening. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around tonight, low 70 to 75. On Thursday, there'll be clouds and a few breaks of sunshine with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon with a high around 95. And we'll have a good deal of sunshine during the day on Friday, but it will be a hot one with a high between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Coach Kevin Sumlin and the other coordinators meeting with the media yesterday in front of the game this weekend with A&M and the Arizona State Sun Devils. We'll have more on that. Aggies in the PGA, there are three more that got their card yesterday. And in the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, an Aggie is advanced to the second round. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 7:50.
There you go. So, I didn't look it up, didn't care that much, and started thinking, well, how come Mount McKinley was named Mount McKinley?
Because Mr. McKinley said so.
And, well, it's one of those, you know, again, it's one of those little interesting nodules in history that they never taught us as we were sitting there in eighth grade. You know, they're supposed to tell us this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Go back to 1896. A gold prospector came out of the Alaska wilderness, had all sorts of stories about the frontier and the beautiful mountains and all that stuff. And it had been called Denali, the high one. That's what the natives called it. But he had another idea. He wanted to name the peak after a guy who was running for president. Not even the president.
Oh.
And his platform, yeah, his platform was to link American currency to the value of gold, the gold standard. That guy's name was William McKinley. Future president, had never been to Alaska, never went to Alaska. But somehow, some way, just in the world that we lived in back then, the name stuck. And it became Mount McKinley. I mean,
interesting.
Who'd have thunk that? I mean, something that arbitrary. Anyway, then they officially named it Mount McKinley in 1917. Back in 1975, the Alaska legislature, the state legislature, wanted to change the name. And they asked Congress to do that, but it got blocked by a congressman in Ohio because in his hometown, Canton, Ohio, was in his congressional district. So he was able to block it back then.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, really, because that's what made me start thinking about it. Okay, why in the world would McKinley have anything to do with Alaska? And obviously he didn't. He wasn't there. Okay. They've changed your Google. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
They've changed your Google. I mean, what in the hell are they thinking? What? They can't be doing that.
Oh, stop.
That's my Google.
That's like upgrading from XP.
I know. I mean, really. But here's the deal. There is a method to the madness. It looks simple, but they mean a whole lot of different things, and that's what they're trying to do is get you ready for what the future is. Because if you think about it, even young people need to be able to read things on small screens, unlike old guys like me who just go, I can't do that, right? Well, but the thing is, the font that you use makes a lot of difference.
Yes.
And so they have gone to something that is much easier to read on a smaller screen.
Oh.
And if you'll also notice, you know, when you click onto it, it does all sorts of little things. It's got the little colored dots now. It's got the microphone. It's got the G with the different colors. And all that is because they want you to start getting used to seeing these things. Because these are going to be the ways that Google will be expressed on your different devices. Like the microphone makes sense because apparently we're going to start talking to Google now. And here's the deal. Also, if you look at it, it almost looks like it's kinder and gentler. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, it looks a lot more Fisher Price.
It does. It's just it's kind of little. It's kind of a little friendly thing, and they don't want you to know that they know more about you than you know about yourself.
Oh,
I mean,
isn't
basically,
that true?
They really do. And if you'll look at it, it looks, you know, they kick the little E up a little bit to make it friendly and smiley and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, they're still using the same colors that they did before, and they're using them in the same order. But because of that font, it's a product font that makes it easier for you to read on smaller screens. And again, in some instances, it'll just be the little G up there, it'll just be the little microphone, or it'll just be the dots, just so you'll know that it's a system and not a logo. Gary, hello.
Yeah, this new Google thing, does that remind you of a little bit of the Microsoft Clippy?
Oh, interesting.
I see you're typing a Word document. Do you want help with that?
Go away! That may have been the first time I yelled at my computer. I'm not sure, but it may have been.
Oh, no, you can make it Einstein or a dog.
I know, it was so... Yeah, who cares? Get out of my face. Get off my screen.
Get off my lawn.
Well, and the problem is now, it seems as though advertisers would understand that. Because when you're doing something and something jumps up into your screen.
Oh, you mean like a pop-up advertisement?
Something like that.
Oh.
And again, all you have to do is get your... You just have to get the cursor close to it, and it jumps in there. And as you know, sometimes we need to deal on split seconds here, and the last thing I need to see is the new ad for the, you know, whatever that they've got. Corporate drones happens to be the one that's popping up right now. You know, just don't need that.
15-second ads for 14-second clips.
Because we don't program it that way. I only have time to click it and play it, and I have to I have to wait through the 14-second, you know, paint ad or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, McDonald's now says that they'll be serving all-day breakfasts on Tuesday, October the 6th. After a vote by franchise owners, New York Times reports the all-day breakfast will include hotcakes, yogurt parfaits, oatmeal, hash brown, sausage burritos, and either McMuffin sandwiches or biscuit sandwiches.
Just so long as I can get the sausage.
Okay, now they've also announced they're going to quit using margarine. They're going to make it, you know, more natural,
butter.
More healthier. Yeah, going to put butter in there. So I'm sure that'll be just fine. So while we're in our food segment, let's say you're in the grocery store and you want to buy peanut butter for your family. So which is healthier, to do the all-natural kind or the reduced fat kind?
I like the all natural.
If you happen to be a peanut butter family, the answer is, in fact, the all natural. Reduced fat peanut butter does have less fat, but when they take out the fat, they replace it with sugar and starches and salt. Plus, they also take out the healthy fat that's in there.
Well, yeah.
Plus, the reduced fat peanut butter has just about as many calories as the natural kind because of the additives that they put in there. About 200 a serving. What is a serving of peanut? Nobody uses a serving of peanut butter on anything except a cracker, okay? You know what I mean? Because it's what, like a tablespoon? I don't know what a serving is, but you would have to spread it paper thin on a sandwich, and you're not going to do that.
Let's see. Let me check my peanut butter.
Right, going to load it up.
Two tablespoons.
Two tablespoons. And think about it. Do you... I use that
on one apple slice.
I was going to say, if you use it in a sandwich, you're going to use more than two tablespoons.
Just stick that all right to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. But by the way, that on whole wheat toast is a pretty good breakfast.
Oh, sure.
More fiber, more protein, healthy fats than that bowl of cereal and milk. Yes, that's right. It's better for you than that cereal and milk. And that's even the kind that's not sweetened cereal. All right, here we go. Darwin at work, 19-year-old Houston man dead after police say he accidentally shot himself while taking a selfie while holding a gun. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's Darwinism at its finest.
That's right.
It really and truly is.
DeLeon Alonzo Smith, dead of a gunshot wound to the throat about 1:30 yesterday afternoon at an apartment in southwest Houston. Investigators say that he found a gub and was taking pictures of himself and his cousin while holding the weapon to post them on social media websites. Says the gun discharged. Again, he's dead.
I mean, you don't want to make fun of dead people. That's just awful.
You
but...
don't, and I'm not. But still, still. All right, you got this going on, 7:19. By the way, Bill Flores will join us in studio in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He brought coffee. So.
Oh, well.
No, oh, I'm sorry. No, he didn't.
I don't drink coffee. It's just very nice of him. He always does. Yeah.
Workers at a New Jersey daycare center face charges for allegedly staging a kid version of Fight Club. 22.
Hey, somebody broke the first rule of Fight Club.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Talk about it. Yep. Union County prosecutors say 22-year-old Erica Kinney and 28-year-old Shanice White encouraged preschoolers and kindergartners to fight at the Lightbridge Academy. The pair even allegedly referenced the film Fight Club. See, you can't do it again. As they encouraged kids as young as 4 to throw it down with each other. Investigators say the situation came to light after daycare workers allegedly posted videos of the fights to Snapchat. Hey, you're that stupid.
Why would you?
Prosecutor Grace Park says, we don't believe there were any serious injuries at this point, but we're still investigating the case. Obviously, both employees have been fired.
You did what?
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand. You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. CollegeStationFord.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Krause's Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Citizen State Bank, and Memorial Funeral Chapel.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
7:24. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just in time, a big breakthrough for all important food sources. Ice cream sciences. Yeah, I know. British researchers say they have found the secret to keep your ice cream cone from melting too fast. He is a protein called BSIA, stands for bacterial surface layer A. And it's okay, though. Don't freak out.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is. bacteria part, the protein is fairly common, okay, and you've already eaten it, so it's not a big deal. Oh, Washington Post says the protein has properties that could act as a bacterial raincoat, if you will, for ice cream that could, in theory, make the ice cream more stable so it would not melt as quickly. Now, you see, the other thing is it would stay smoother for longer periods of time and prevent freezer burn. But what this would also do is vastly increase, my view, the sale of ice cream. Because then you could go with the three scoop thing. You know
True.
What I'm saying? You know, because one scoop, you're safe. Two,
you got to work at it.
That's right. Hot day in Texas, three scoops is pretty much a near impossibility. But if it will stay stable, then we got an opportunity for more ice cream. And that is, after all, what it's all about, right?
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, it is so always I did. About
I went through.
Yeah,
I went through the grocery-torium yesterday and saw the little empty spot right there, you know. And then,
already sold out.
So where's the restock? When does that happen? Have we heard anything about that? Everybody's all excited about the initial rollout, and, of course, it's all gone now. But what happens after that?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll research that. So, 726, right. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Look for a high temperature today, about 91, 92, something like that. We will have a chance of some showers. There are some showers down near Houston. There were some that were creeping up this way, but that's gone by the wayside now. So look for a high temperature today, anywhere between 91 and 93. Same thing for tomorrow, 30% chance of rain today, 20% tonight, then 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Slowly the highs go back up. We'll be back up to 96 on Sunday, but because of the cloud cover, we're going to be able to keep temps down in the lower 90s, it looks like, for the balance of the week, and the lows each night will be around 73. And right now, we're looking at 71 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, this isn't going to sit well in some quarters. Federal immigration agents conducted a four-day sting in Southern California, arrested over 240 illegal immigrants with criminal records. According to ICE, over half of those picked up had felony convictions. The rest had significant or multiple misdemeanor convictions. Now, some of them will face criminal prosecution. Others will be subject to deportation proceedings, assuming, of course, they can be located by the court system. No, none of them will be FedExed back to their home countries, at least not yet. Now, this next bit of information is sure to enrage a certain immigration activist posing as a Univision journalist, the one who was recently deported from a Donald Trump press conference. It turns out close to 80% of those arrested are from Mexico. The rest come from 20 other assorted countries. Now, ICE isn't saying what crimes those arrested had been convicted of, but still, for pro-illegal fans, there's some comforting news. Despite this latest roundup, the future looks bright for criminals who are here illegally. 2014, the figures show a 24% drop in the number of deportations, and this year, the number is expected to drop again. So, despite this glitch, it's pretty much business as usual.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, now 7:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. It's been a week since most of the activity that was scheduled for undercover military training exercises at Texas A&M's Disaster City and Riverside campus had concluded. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was none of the public activity that was seen in Bastrop County at the beginning of the Jade Helm operation earlier this summer.
That would have shown up on our activity log as suspicious behavior and investigated by our deputies, and I'm not sure that we had anything that went to that level, and certainly none of the patrol deputies reported that. If they're on schedule, then they've concluded their part that was going to take place here in Brazos County, and, you know, I've not heard any difference.
Military officials have not responded to our request for an update on the success of their training in Brazos and Burleson counties. 5 days after it was expected, Texas A&M officials now know the whereabouts of a package containing radioactive materials. According to the university's interim vice president for marketing and communications, Shane Hinckley, the package arrived as scheduled last Thursday, but it was delivered to the wrong location. Hinckley says the package wound up at one of A&M's secure hazardous material storage facilities. The package was found yesterday in its original shipping condition, unopened and undamaged. Hinckley says protocols were followed in moving the package from the wrong delivery location to storage, and Hinckley says a professor who ordered the materials for research purposes also followed procedures by notifying officials when he did not receive the package as scheduled last Thursday. The Department of Public Safety has a list of reminders of new driving laws that started yesterday. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says one of them applies to Texas teens.
This Impact Texas Teen Driving Program, it's basically an additional 2 hours to the existing driver's ed program already being taught. And it's geared towards more the distracted driving to our teenage drivers out there on the roadway.
The two-hour program is the last step before taking the driving skills test, which must be completed within 90 days of obtaining a certificate. Other changes approved by the legislature includes anyone whose license has been suspended after the conviction of an intoxication offense must have an ignition interlock device for the entire suspension period instead of half the suspension. The legislature also amended a law that now allows a vehicle to be left running and unattended if the operator starts the engine of the vehicle by using a remote starter or other similar device. 4 people facing criminal charges in Brazos County District Court made plea agreements on Monday. A Bryan man arrested in June of last year after jumping out of a window wearing no clothes has admitted to possessing $3,500 of illegal drugs. 23-year-old Bryson Robertson was sentenced to 20 years after he was caught with PCP, ecstasy, and marijuana. A Bryan man admitted to repeatedly violating a protection order by stalking a woman, including once where he had a loaded 9mm pistol in his pocket with the safety off. 45-year-old Willie Charles Griffin Jr. was sentenced to 4 years. From August of last year, a Bryan woman admitted to walking into homes on Patton Avenue and Graham Street and taking purses. 44-year-old Gayla Robertson was sentenced to 10 years for the burglaries and tampering with evidence. And a second person involved in the holdup of a man 3 years ago who thought he was paying for a prostitute has admitted to being the gunman. 29-year-old Robert Sierra Jr. of Somerville, formerly of Bryan, was sentenced to 15 years. The woman playing the part of the prostitute, 39-year-old Araceli Tello, was convicted by a jury last year and was sentenced to 35 years. Observant neighbors helped the victim of a residential theft track down a pair of heavy iron chairs that were taken off her porch earlier this summer. College Station police arrested 37-year-old Derek Megris Monday night for the theft with prior convictions. According to the arrest report, the victim said she was determined to figure out who stole her chairs, which also had white cushions with monkeys on the cloth. One of her neighbors saw a man struggle with carrying the chairs past their homes. The victim then found the chairs on the porch of a nearby apartment and went to police with the information. Megris told investigators he found the chairs on the side of the road and sold them for $25. In addition to the theft, Megris is also in jail for a parole violation. Two 13-year-old boys from College Station were arrested for going into an open garage of a home north of Consolidated High School yesterday morning and taking a bicycle. Police responded to a report from a resident who lives near the victim's home on Medina near Southwest Parkway. The juveniles were seen by an officer at Harvey Mitchell and Rio Grande. The teens took off to the north past Bee Creek, but were caught on Langford. The day after Bluebell resumed selling ice cream made in Alabama, officials announced test production has started in Oklahoma. There's no firm date when ice cream made in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, near Tulsa, will be available for sale, nor is there a date when upgrades will be completed at Bluebell's home plant in Brenham. As was the case in Alabama, ice cream made in Oklahoma will be available for sale once tests show it's safe. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the Contour Next meter to the test and challenge your meter. The Contour Next meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And JD Power ranked Bayer's portfolio of meters highest in customer satisfaction with blood glucose meters. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find Contour Next at your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll see more clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Showers and storms wrap up this evening. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around tonight, low 70 to 75. On Thursday, there'll be clouds and a few breaks of sunshine with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon with a high around 95. And we'll have a good deal of sunshine during the day on Friday, but it will be a hot one with a high between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a little bit more going on in this football game than just on the surface.
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin about the ASU game that's this coming weekend, and there is a lot more going on with coaching combinations and everything else. We'll share more of that coming up with you here in just a bit. A new coach in Somerville is on the way for high school football after just the first game, and more on Aggies in the PGA. We've added three. Have all that and more coming up. We'll do it for you in sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Bill Flores joins us. You going to the game?
Absolutely. Oh, no, I won't be at the game, but okay. I'll be listening to it on, or watching it on TV.
Okay. Well, you listen to Dave on there and watch it on TV. Yeah.
There you go. That's the right answer.
That's all right. That's okay.
Anyway, it's great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Yeah, you've been gone.
I have been gone. So I'm back.
You are. And we talked while you're out there. I mean, somebody told me, great story, you're leaning, were you outside the Holocaust Museum, leaning against the wall talking to me? Is that right?
That's
Jerusalem?
Correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, when I talked to your wife, she said that. So that was kind of a neat deal. All right, let's look forward to what's going to happen when you come back. You've had a couple of town hall meetings, and you're going to have some more and speaking to local groups. What are you hearing out there first, and what are you telling them?
Well, the overarching thing that I'm hearing is a sentiment of the American people, and that is that they are really frustrated with what's going on in Washington, and they're really mad. And you see that in some of the presidential rhetoric that's going on today. But in terms of issues, the number one issue on everybody's minds is national security. They're really upset about Iran. They're really worried about the Islamic State. And China is still causing some concern in the back of their minds as well.
Well, now the president's one vote away from being able to be safe that he won't have a presidential override. Mitch McConnell has already said that. He said this a month ago. He said that there would not be enough votes. Why is leadership of the Republican Party in the Senate saying this before these individual senators came out?
For the life of me, Scott, I don't know. It's really frustrating to me to ever concede the fight before you've had the fight. And so this is something of international importance to all of our kids and our grandkids and the future of this country and the future of this world. And to concede that fight before you've actually tried your best, I think, is totally inappropriate. And I'm disappointed.
You know, we've talked about this. Republicans screw this up in a leadership position, and you're going to be in trouble for decades, it would seem. So what do you say to your Republican constituents out there when your leadership is not doing what they want to see done?
Well, what I would say to them is let us try to continue to buck up our leadership and cause them to do the right thing, to try to get them to grow some backbone and to fight. This is not the first issue where we've had trouble with Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He wanted to concede. I mean, he's already said, "Look, I'm willing to give up on Planned Parenthood and trying to defund Planned Parenthood." He has tried to come up with a barber boxer highway bill to shove down the throat of the House. It didn't work out very well for him. And so I hope that he'll sit down with his colleagues and also come over and sit down with us in the House. And we can help him. We can help him get some successful and positive solutions across the finish line. But he's got to quit conceding so early.
Bill Floor is joining us in the studio today. What would you say to those people who say, "All right, so what? Even if we were able to trash this Iranian deal, this was not just Iran and the United States. These were other countries sitting on the table across from Iran. You wouldn't be able to bring them back to the table anyway."
No, I disagree with that. If you have background conversations with those countries, they will tell you that they're uncomfortable with this deal as well. The reason that some of them went along, not all, but the reason some of them went along is, because the United States was putting intense pressure on them to do so, and then, a couple of the countries that are parties to this no longer respect the opinion of the United States and went along with it in order to put the United States in an uncomfortable position in case that Congress is actually able to stop it. And so you've got some interesting dynamics playing out.
Let's go back and pick up on China. Obviously, the stock market rocked and rolled, and some people said it was because of China. I have to believe there are other incidences. But as China stands right now, and they do seem to be in some turmoil economically, what does that mean for the United States?
Well, I think it will cause some economic disruption in the United States because China is a big importer of American goods and services, and in the way they've changed their currency, they're trying to set up where they can make their imports more attractive than our domestically produced goods. I don't worry about that too much in the short term. I think we as a country, given our economic strength, are going to be strong enough to be able to overcome that. I think the fundamentals here are better. But I really would like, one of the ways that we can make sure that China is not a problem for us at all is to go do the things that we need to do to bolster our own economy. Comprehensive tax reform, get the regulators back inside their statutory boxes, you know, the EPA for one. I mean, they're doing everything they can that's outside of their statutory authority. Those are the types of things where we can ensure ourselves, insulate ourselves from whatever happens in China. Look, over the long run, China is not going to be a big factor for the United States. In the short term, they're disruptive. But over the long term...
Okay, big factor in the United States in what way?
Well, we have more debt with them than anybody else. In terms of national security.
Okay.
China has more debt than the United States. For the size... I mean, they've issued, I think, the number is like $28 trillion in debt. We've got 18 or 19. So they have gone through this borrowing phase to build things that are empty. So that's a problem. So that they don't understand, I think, real-world economics, number one. So that's going to cause them some heartburn. Number two, because of their one-child policy, they've got a rapidly aging population with real gender imbalance because they're predominantly more male, or they've got a bigger number of males than females. So I think, you know, if you look two decades down the road, I don't think China is going to be the challenge that they are today. They are a short-term challenge, I believe. I think longer term, I think the challenge that we need to be dealing with and paying attention to is Iran. Look, I've been to the Middle East now five times in the last 4.5 years. And the Iran has a chance to change the world the way we know it. And we won't like the outcome if we don't stand in the gap right now.
Well, we see the challenges now as people are trying to, I mean, I heard that Germany may have to take in 800,000 refugees into the core of Europe, and they can't do that, and all of that ends up being, you know, in response to what's going on in the Middle East, and people are trying to chase
That's
away
correct.
From that.
That's correct.
Let's turn to House leadership for a minute. Okay. John Boehner called Ted Cruz a jackass in public. He seems to be a guy who, once again, is not taking the mantle of leadership the way that a lot of people would like to see. You obviously have a large group of conservatives that you control. What are you hearing from the Republican study group? And then what are you hearing from constituents about a Speaker of the House that doesn't seem to have much of a backbone?
Well, look, I would say that Speaker Boehner has a pretty good backbone. I think, let me put it this way, I'm very critical of his comment, the name calling about Ted Cruz. I think that was totally inappropriate. I will be meeting with Speaker Boehner next Tuesday evening. And I will tell him that, you know, it's not helpful to those of us that are conservatives trying to advance positive conservative solutions for him to be going out and calling other conservatives names. I think that was a bad deal for him to do. The other thing, but the more important thing I've got to do is sit down and deal with some policy issues with him. Number one is, what are we going to do on the debt ceiling vote? What kind of things is he going to let conservatives like me add to that? Like approval of the Keystone Pipeline, like defunding Planned Parenthood, things like that, to make that a more palatable vote so that we get something good out of an otherwise bad vote. We're going to need to have to talk about, you know, when are we going to move forward using the reconciliation process for repealing and replacing Obamacare. So, I mean, I've got a broad number of issues I need to deal with him on. And so, you know, I'll call him out on the name-calling. But then I need to get into the policy.
Just real quick, where are we with XM Bank? Because that was really a hot thing before we left.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's been quiet for a while. Y'all have not been in session. What's going to happen?
Well, so far, the efforts that I led with the Republican Study Committee have been successful in causing that to not be reauthorized. Now, there's going to be some person that is going to attach a reauthorization amendment to some bill that's must pass, that is a must pass bill. And we're going to have to do all we can to try to pull it back out or defeat that effort to do that. It's too early for me to predict the outcome. Just I want to assure our constituents that we will continue to try to fight the reauthorization of that agency.
Bill Flores joining us in the studio. Finally, I want you to put your oil hat on for a minute. I paid $2.14 a gallon for diesel the other day. I was really excited about that. But, you know, our economy and the numbers that Hager's put together based on, you know, $50 oil and we're $40 oil.
Right.
What does that mean for the Texas economy, and what can we look forward to? In your
well, I think we're going to struggle a little bit. You know, we dipped below $40. We were in the 30s for a couple of days over the past few training days. And I think that doesn't bode well for us. Fortunately, the Saudis have seen that. And I think the Saudis, if you look at what the Saudis are having to borrow to cover their social costs because of low oil prices, I think they've decided to be more rational actors, and so I think we'll see them cut production some. In terms of what we can do domestically, we can lift the ban on U.S. exports.
Well, now the administration did that to some extent with Mexico, right?
Yeah, but that was a rounding error.
Okay.
Actually, we need to do it. We need to have a complete lifting of the ban. We need to have free and fair trade in oil, just like we'd like to have with every other product that we produce in this country. And so what? Well, that's another subject I'll be talking to Boehner about. And actually, he's already promised us. He and Kevin McCarthy have promised me that we'll have a vote to lift that ban, and we've got bipartisan support to do that. And so I'm hopeful that we can get that done in September. If not, it'll be done before the end of October, if not in September.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate you being able to come into the studio since you're spending a few more days here. And then, okay, back into session on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
is that right?
Right.
Okay.
A week from yesterday.
All right. Look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thanks. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A lot of moms and dads see parenting, well, like a game of checkers. Every piece is the same. But actually, it's a lot more like chess. Not only are the pieces unique, but you have to know what each one does. And I can relate to that concept with my two boys. One of them takes instruction really well. Tell him to clean up his room, and he'll do it. The other one, well, he takes things literally. So we have to be a little more careful about how we say it. If we tell him, make sure all your clothes are up off the floor, he'll pick them up and make a pile somewhere else, but it'll be off the floor, like his bed. And the kicker is, he genuinely believes he's done what he's been asked to do. I remember another time when my wife set out a plate of chocolates for some friends who were coming over. A few of the pieces, well, they ended up missing. So I asked him, did you eat all the chocolate? His answer, no. I later decided it had to be him, so I asked him again, did you eat some of the chocolate? And that time he said, yeah, I ate some of the chocolate, but that's not what you asked me. It just goes to show, parents, children aren't like checkers that all behave the same way. They're like chess pieces. They all behave a little differently. They're unique and, in many ways, need to be parented according to their individual personalities and temperaments. So it's your job to get to know them well. If you need help doing that, contact us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Feeding is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, a taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WDAW Sports brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:51. Coach Kevin Sumlin, along with both of his coordinators, offensive and defensive, along with a few players, met with the media yesterday. The Aggies take on Arizona State this weekend at the Advocare Texas kickoff. Coach Sumlin outlined several subplots in the game, like coaching connections, the history, etc.
There's a little bit more going on in this football game than just on the surface. Them being a top 20 football team and having a chance to play in a national stage and a venue like NRG, which is as fine a facility as there is in the country, hosting a Super Bowl. You know, if you can't be excited to play in this game, then you're probably doing the wrong thing. So that gets our attention. And, you know, we got a couple more days till we roll to Houston and get ready to play Saturday night.
The pregame is at 5 with Dave and Dave. The kickoff is at 6. And, of course, that's on WTAW. And in Spanish, you can catch that on KNDE HD 95.1-2 or the Radio Aggieland app. Former Texas A&M tennis standout and All-American Austin Krajicek earned the first Grand Slam victory of his career at the U.S. Open. He beat Santiago Giraldo of Colombia in 4 sets. Krajicek will now advance to face 15th seed Kevin Anderson from Russia in the second round tomorrow. The list of Aggies competing at golf's highest level continues to grow as a trio of players who don the maroon and white, Austin Piller, Shane Birch, and Bronson Burgoon, have each earned PGA Tour membership cards for the 2015-16 season. The trio joins former A&M golfers Bobby Gates, Jeff Meggert, and Ryan Palmer on the tour, bringing the total number of Aggies out on tour to six. Texas A&M sophomore soccer midfielder Michaela Harvey has been named to the TopDrawerSoccer.com National Team of the Week following her performance, leading the Aggies to two wins over UC Irvine and Florida Atlantic over the weekend, driving the A&M record to a perfect 4-0. In high school action, KBTX Sports reported that Somerville football coach Rex Sharp has left the program. Sharp coached the Yewas for just one game, the season-opening loss 48-7 against Iola Friday night. The plan for Somerville is to hire a new coach from outside the current staff. Somerville plays Buffalo Friday night. In Texas Major League action, Mark Trobo went deep against the Astros.
Swing and a high fly ball deep into the gap in left center field. Going and going. Hit the locomotive. Holy smoke, Mark Trumbo hit the train. A two-run home run. And the Mariners have the lead 5-3.
That two-run pinch hit shot in the eighth inning lifted the Seattle Mariners to a 7-5 win over Houston. Seattle stays in H-Town tonight for a 7-10 start. Prince Fielder hit a two-run shot to lift the Rangers in the first inning to an early lead. Then the Padres pulled to a tie, and then it got exciting.
Line drive, base hit right field for Elvis Andrews. Fielder is in to score. Beltre being waved around third. Here's the throw home. Beltre slides. The ball comes flying out of Norris's mitt. He scores. Odor down the line from third. He's in as well. The Rangers scored three runs on the play and lead 7-4.
Rangers went on to an 8-6 win over San Diego. Elvis Andrews singled in the go-ahead run to cap a four-run seventh inning. Texas tries to take the series tonight at 9-10 in San Diego. In the NFL, the Houston Texans have cut 11 players and placed rookie linebacker Rashad Cleat on injured reserve on the deadline to reduce the roster to 75 players. Cleat injured his knee earlier in training camp. Houston head coach Bill O'Brien was asked about trades at this time as opposed to just outright releases.
You know, I don't think it's easy. I think it's all about the value to your team. Relative to what they're looking for, the partner, the trade partner. So, you know, I think they are difficult during this time of the year because you're not at 53 yet.
Unfortunately, the Texans also released Aggie receiver Travis Labhart. Cowboys had to make some cuts as well, and this time they placed cornerback Orlando Scandrick on season-ending injured reserve following surgery for a torn ligament in his right knee amid moves to get down to the same 75. Heading into tomorrow's game with the Texans, Cowboys head man Jason Garrett said there's a lot more than just wins and losses on this one.
Oh, I think they know that they've been playing for jobs really every day since we got together, and we've made that abundantly clear to them. You know, we lay out the expectations on day one, the expectations of what they can expect from us as a coaching staff, what we expect from them, and then we really tell them flat out what we're looking for.
Texans and Cowboys square off for their last exhibition game of the season tomorrow at Jerry World. They'll kick off at 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for sports. It's time now for the deal of the day with the gang from Team of Navasota. And Mike Vivaldi's in with us again. So what's going on, man?
Dude, before we get to the deal of the day, we need to talk about A&M football this weekend.
You big sports fan. I get it.
Yes, yes. And Saturday, we're going to kick off against Arizona State.
You got tickets?
Oh, yeah. My partner and I got a suite there at NRG.
Well,
and,
you know, could you help a brother out?
Come on.
I'm sure there's a line for that one. That's awesome, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool. So let's get to the deal of the day. What do we got today?
We have a 2013 Chevy Equinox. There's plenty of room for the kids. Great gas mileage. It's 30 miles per gallon, and it's under $10,098.88.
Now, last time you mentioned that you had two dealerships, so does this work for either dealership?
Actually, the deal of the day is located at our pre-owned Supercenter right there at Highway 6, you exit 3090.
So you fibbed to me. It's actually three dealerships then, and we'll get into that more later. Yeah, that's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryrufino.com.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
What do Fortune 500 companies do when they need to find new workspace? They call Regus at 1-800-Offices. With Regus, you can easily expand today and get your people up and running tomorrow. With fully furnished tech-powered co-working spaces, offices, and admin support, Regus manages the details so you can focus on your business. Short-term, long-term, all on your terms. Regus makes it easy and affordable. Call Regus now at 1-800-Offices and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regus, here to help you grow.
About a minute, chill. Excuse me, News Talk 1620 WTW. All right, Atlanta's the world's busiest airport again.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, again, I haven't been in there in years, but, you know, it used to be that they'd make everybody go down to one end of the structure to get their luggage, and I don't know if they still do that or not, but that was... number two is Beijing. Number three is London.
Heathrow?
Heathrow, yeah. Then Tokyo, then LAX, then Dubai, O'Hare, Paris. There's Dallas, Fort Worth in there at number nine. There you go.
Yes, so, sir.
That's good for us. All right. So anyhow, more importantly, where the heck is the rain? And it's, well, I mean, really, we can talk about airports all we want, but we don't live at the airport. All the rain basically, again, is off the coast, so the fish are getting rain, okay, like they need that. Stuff cleared out of Houston, down, I mean, it's hugging the coast, Lake Jackson, Freeport, Galveston, all that kind of stuff.